fairly good one. That's a good one. Oh boy, this is really fun, folks. It's great to get the band back together again. It's 30 years. I was 32 when the band started, so you do the math. It's about half my life I've been part of this thing here. And it's so much fun. Except for one thing, I always, we do get so exhausted, you know, by this time of set, we have played, I think the note counter shows 21,052 notes. And so we're exhausted, and so part of our riders, they have a nice tub full of warm Jell-O backstage for us to relax in. And that's when we have the guys who used to live in the back of the Hot Rise bus. I don't even know where they live now. I don't spend too much time with them, but they are quite an outfit. They wear quite a bunch of outfits, and I don't know if you, some of you are probably familiar with Hank Williams, Lefty Frizzell, Bob Wills, people like that. Well, that's where these guys' musical tastes are. Some people, you know, in reaction to the new acoustic music, they preferred the Red Knuckles kind of music as the old electric music, and that's exactly what it is. These are vintage electric instruments played by vintage people that we used to, you know, they're not yuppies. Yuppies is young urban professionals. These are the opposite, which is old rural amateurs. We discovered them ourselves. We were driving our bus through the little border town of Wyoming, Montana. Okay, John Lindorf, please hand $50 to all the people with the right answer for that. And we were there at a little place called the Cafe. The Cafe, tasting a little bit of that fine pie, that, what was the flavor? Elderberry custard, that's right. You got it right. And here they are, please welcome. From the little border town of Wyoming, Montana. All right, Red. Boy, you look sensational. Terrific. All right, please welcome Mr. Red Knuckles and the Trailblazer.
Mighty fine, mighty fine. And a great big howdy to all the Festivarians out there. Mighty fun. Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers be happy to be back here. We are happy, and we, in fact, are back here. And so are you. A lot of people wrote us off, but we came back, folks. Mm-hmm. I heard Hot Rise talking about us. They thought we were goners. So they didn't really think we were even around. But I want to thank Mr. Ferguson and Mr. Szymanski for insisting that we come. We come from Wyoming, Montana, right on the border of Wyoming and Montana. Little town got sort of folded out of the government survey map several years ago.
Check, Waldo. Check.
Waldo, you're late, man.
I'm always late.
That's right.